This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 902, how to answer the phone naturally and professionally in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How should you answer the phone? How should you make a call to ask to speak to someone in English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
Well, I am really good because if all goes as planned, today is February 26th. I should be in Nicaragua and learning to surf and hiking volcanoes.
Nice. Exciting.
Yeah, a little vacation, right? I figured, hey, February, March is like the hardest time of the year in Boston because you want winter to be over, but it's just not over, you know?
I know. Yeah. Especially, yeah. You're just like getting towards the end of it because in the early winter, it's kind of exciting. Yeah. You're wearing your winter clothes and it's the holidays. And now you're like,
Let me get rid of this jacket, you know?
Yep.
So the weather in Nicaragua is supposed to be pretty nice this time of year. So I'm excited. I mean, I practiced my Spanish a little bit on iTalki and got myself a tutor, practiced for it. And so let's see how it goes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. What's on your plate for the month of February and March? March, really.
Same old. No special plans. I just had my trip. So now I'm just kind of like day to day, right?
Yeah. But your same old is pretty good. I mean, you live in New York City. You teach ESL, which is super fun, right?
Yes. So waiting for the spring. Actually, I'm excited because I think then the days are going to get longer.
Yeah, so when does that start? Like April or something?
I think it's like sooner than you would expect. I think it's sometime in March.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm super excited for the summer.
March 11th.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, it's March 11th? Okay.
Yeah,
that's when we turn the clocks forward?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So it'll be light out later, right?
Yes. Oh.
Thank goodness. All right. Awesome. So before we get into it today, guys, I want to remind you, you can now listen to this podcast in our special iOS app, and we're going to be keeping developing new features all spring. Go to allearsenglish.com/app. And the reason you want to listen there instead of here is because we publish bonus videos. You know, the three of us around our cities, teaching you guys new and fun things, taking you into restaurants and on the ski slopes and some cool stuff. So go over, get our app, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/app and leave us a rating and review.
Perfect. All right. Exciting.
So, Michelle, do you have a home phone?
You know, I have one because it's a part of my internet package, but I don't use it.
You don't use it, right? Do you get a lot of phone calls or do you mostly do like text messages nowadays?
I would say it's mostly text messages, but I got a phone. Well, I mean, I talk to my mom a lot on the phone,
You and your mom are pretty close.
Very close. Very, very, very close. So yeah, all the time. And no, I mean, I talk to like, you know, my mom, my husband, my dad, you know, like my in-laws, different, but like, I and sometimes close friends, but yeah, not that much on the phone.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah. 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 So that's why the reason I asked is because today's episode is about phone calls, right? And how to conduct ourselves on the phone, especially in a business scenario.
Okay.
So Michelle, would you like me to read the question this time to change it up so we don't always have to have you?
Are you saying I'm not doing a good job?
I think you're doing such a good job, Michelle. But sometimes, you know, it's a long thing to read. It's a long question. Should I read it?
But I always make a mistake. Sure, you. Why not? Yeah, I'll take a break.
All right. So here we go. So hey, Lindsay, Michelle, it's nice talking to you here. I've been listening to your podcast for a year and a half, and now listening to you guys in my morning routine in 2018 is really amazing and inspiring. Thanks for your good efforts. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. So I have a question. I worked in an American company and normally I contact my coworker through email, but in an emergency, we need to set up a phone call. But when I'm calling them, what should I say? Should I say, are you Mr. X or is this Mr. X? Is there a normal way to have a casual response? When I receive a phone call, for example, in a movie before that I saw, they said, this is she. I think it should be, this is Michelle. That's my English name.
And,
oh, Michelle, same name.
Hello.
Am I also right? Waiting for the soonest reply. Thank you very much. Best regards, Michelle Wang. Cool.
Nice. Okay. Good question. And thank you for reading that, Lindsay.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I thought I'd give you a little break. A little break. So what do we say, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, well, this is important, right? This is a business skill, being able to talk on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, making phone calls and receiving a phone calls. We're going to show you guys how to do both, okay? But what are we going to start with, Lindsay?
Well, we're going to start with making that call because that's, you know, that's the first thing, the proactive, the active action, right? Making a call. So, Michelle, what would you say if you called a company and you're looking for Mary? But you're not sure if she was the one who answered the phone. Maybe it was her secretary that answered, but you don't know. Or Marsha, rather. Marsha.
Marsha. Okay, yeah. Well, I could say, hi, I'm looking for Marsha Brown.
Yeah, that's one way to do it, right? Would you use that? Pretty common?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. What else?
Is this Marsha?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Others?
Or, hello, I was hoping to speak with Marsha Brown.
Yeah. And why did you say was? I mean, right now you're calling in this moment. That is so weird. English is so weird.
I know. We mix things up. Yeah. Well, it kind of like, it kind of softens the intention, right?
Mm-hmm. And could we say like, I am hoping to speak with Marsha Brown. I'm hoping to speak with Marsha Brown.
It sounds like a little bit too eager to me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to do that. I don't know.
A little too direct.
It's not wrong, but yeah, like I think I like the I was. Hoping.
Yeah, more common, right?
I think so.
Anything else?
Yes. What we have is Marsha Brown available. Hi, is Marsha Brown available?
Oh, you sounded so professional there.
Thank you. But if I want to make it a little bit more casual, I might say, is Marsha there?
Very nice. You just went from a professional at work to like a college kid, right? Hey, is Marsha there? You know, I used to call my best friend Emma when I was growing up. I called her like every day. And, you know, her mom knew my voice, of course. And she's like, hey, is Emma there? Is Emma there? Right? Can I talk to Emma? Right? Very, very casual. Yeah.
Right. or you could say, hi, I'm calling for Marsha Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And something that's even more professional again is, would it be possible to speak with Marsha Brown?
Right. Or could I please speak with Marsha Brown?
Yeah, I feel like that's the phrase that my parents taught me when I was growing up. You know, the polite phrase that kids learn from their parents when they make a phone call.
Sure. Yeah.
Guys, if you feel like you learned so much vocabulary on this show, but you never remember what you learned, then grab the transcripts. Now you can save 50% when you subscribe, and it's so easy because we deliver them to your email inbox every Monday morning for the upcoming week. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe to get your transcripts today. See you there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So for our listener, Michelle here, we've given you, Michelle, a bunch of ways to make that call. So just don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, make the call, and try one of these ways. So now, Michelle, what are we going to teach Michelle and the other Michelle?
Oh, my gosh.
And
our listeners? I'm getting so confused. Okay, yes. So when you receive the call, what should you say?
Okay. So what should we say? What should we say if I am Marsha and you're asking for Marsha?
Oh, you could say, this is she.
Well, that sounds weird, doesn't it? This is she?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people might say, this is her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I would just say, this is Marsha.
Yeah, that's going to be our advice, actually. So I feel like when I was growing up, like some kids knew that that was correct and other kids didn't know it. And so certain kids would say, yes, this is she. And that is actually grammatically correct because the verb to be acts as a linking verb, which is means that the subject and the object are kind of the same here, guys. This is a little bit complex and strange. So we're going to leave a link to a blog where you can get more information. All right. The Chicago Manual of Style. It's going to teach you all about that. But just remember, if you want to say this is he or this is she, that is correct. And it's grammatically incorrect to say this is her or this is him.
Nice. Okay, great.
What's another thing we can say just to totally avoid this weird grammatical loophole?
Okay, well, yeah, you can just say, well, a couple different things. You can just say, speaking.
Oh, that sounds so natural.
Yeah. Or you could say, yes, speaking.
Yeah, and what is it that you say most of the time, Michelle?
I think I say, this is Michelle.
Okay, me too. I would say, yep.
Or hi, it's Michelle.
Okay, good. So we're giving you guys real English here. I might say, yep, this is Lindsay. Right? And with your tone of voice there, yep, this is Lindsay. And then I'm waiting for what you're going to say.
Right. Good stuff.
Yeah. So this is a quick and easy episode today. Quick and dirty, right? So Michelle, what's the takeaway?
All right. Well, the takeaway is, you know, practice your phone skills, right? So this year in the Urban Adventure, we practiced our phone skills, and that was really a lot of fun. Yeah, with the natives, right?
Yep.
And you think we're going to continue that this summer, Lindsay?
I really think we will. I mean, no guarantees, right? We can't guarantee exactly what the schedule is going to look like, but I think we will try to go deeper with the phone skills in the Urban Adventures, Boston and New York this year. We made it a game last summer. It was one of our challenges during the Drama Lab, which was so cool, where our students had to actually make calls to native speakers who were distributed around around the area, around the park.
Right. That was fun.
That was so fun, but we realized that we just tipped the iceberg with that. And so next time we want to add another activity to go even deeper and keep building those phone skills. So my point is, guys, I don't know any language schools that actually help you get on the phone with a native speaker to build your phone skills. Do you know any, Michelle?
No, not that I can think of.
I don't know any. So if you want to do this kind of skill building, then the thing to do right now, guys, is to go apply for the Urban Adventure. All right, go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. And the one thing we want to make sure you guys do is send in your video introduction. Why do we want the video introduction?
Because we want to see you. We want to hear you. Get a feeling for what you're like.
Yeah, this we choose these groups very carefully because we need people with very positive energy. You know, if you're someone that takes on challenges and someone who's a team player, we build the team in that way. So we want to see you on video. How do you act? How do you speak? What is your attitude, guys? All right. So allearsenglish.com/immersion. And if you're taking IELTS, check out our podcast, IELTS Energy.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Very nice, Michelle. I'm so excited to see you in New York this summer and run this event.
Yes, me too. It'll be fun.
It's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. All right. Well, talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.